More jobs than ever in this state, and across the U.S. for that matter, require that students do well in high school and go on to get some kind of post-secondary education. But right now, only 1 in 4 Texas adults has a bachelor's degree, and that concerns policymakers. Texas thinks it can increase college attendance by demanding better performance in public schools. This year, the state introduced a tough new test called the State of Texas Assessments of Academic Readiness, or STAR test.
Parents have been very concerned about the impact that this test will have on their students' grades.
Christy Rome is in charge of policy oversight at the Austin Independent School District.
Ninth graders, eighth graders, and some seventh graders actually are going to be taking end-of-course exams for the first time this year. And so for those students right now, the law says that performance on that exam will determine 15% of their final course grade.
That was never the case with the last state test, which was referred to as the tax test. But school districts, which are also graded by the state, get a pass this year. Their scores won't count, so they can get used to the new test. State Senator Florence Shapiro and 3 of her Senate colleagues wrote a letter to the Education Commissioner this week asking that same waiver be granted to students.
And we said, that's not fair, giving this opportunity to schools, but not to the ninth graders. And if we can remove this issue from a lot of the problems that exist, it's the right thing to do so that it all comes online at the same time.
But at least one prominent voice says the issue is being overblown. Texas Association of Business President Bill Hammond, for whom workforce development is a priority, wrote to lawmakers this week, and he urged them to ignore what he calls a stalling tactic by school districts.
What's happened is, unfortunately, tragically in my view, the superintendents have scared the moms and dads of kids in Texas, and they told them that their kids would do poorly on the test. I think that's exactly the wrong attitude to have. And is shameful, as a matter of fact, on their part.
But on Tuesday, the head of the House Education Committee, Rob Eisler, told the Houston Chronicle he agrees with his Senate counterparts. Eisler wants the 15% rule to be delayed. Texas Education Commissioner Robert Scott is waiting to hear from House lawmakers before he makes a decision, but he says he ultimately believes in the new testing regime.
I think eventually it's going to be a lot better for kids. It's going to take some time to implement and people to get used to and adjusted to and figure out local policies, and that's what we're working on this year.
No matter what happens, ninth graders still need to do well in their STAR test this year. Even if it doesn't count toward their final grade, it will be used in 3 years as part of the calculation to determine if they can graduate from high school. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.